Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to the Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
I think that's the hold music.
Conviction to the Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Do you want to try calling me right back, maybe? They must not be set up yet.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, we can't hear you.
I know. It's going to click in.
Okay, what's up, everybody? Bozilla here. I'm sorry I'm late. Had some things pop up earlier, so we're all ready to go. I think my guest is here, too.
Yes, sir.
Is everybody
doing,
in?
Bozilla?
I'm doing, man. Doing great, man.
Yeah.
So it's your time. Go ahead and sit your game. Off the floor is yours, my sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Last time we was talking in the interview, I guess I'll just give you a rundown of my case and what had occurred in my case. And one of the things that I didn't mention was about the relationship that I was having with the detective's wife and with his common law wife. They had been together 17 years, but I didn't know that. But I didn't mention that, but that kind of played into everything, you know, that transpired, and that she had came, and when I was down at the county jail, and I sat down there for like a year and a half waiting to go to trial, and she had came down there to visit me, and she had told me that he was after me, and that he had tried to pay one of the witnesses, Stephanie Mack. And I had asked her, how did she know that? And she said she had spoke to Stephanie Mack. So she still had never even told me that this was her common-law husband of 17 years. And we didn't find that out until we were in court that day, and they got the arguing out in the lobby area, and my private investigator, Kimberly Gray, heard them out there arguing. And she came back in and reported it, and that's when we declared a mistrial, and the judge said that she wasn't going to allow us a mistrial, but she would allow us to call him back to the stand to question him about it. And he got up there, and he immediately admitted that he had, you know, kept it to himself, that he had, you know, he was upset that I had been with his common-law wife, and he admitted that he was on drugs, but he clarified that he wasn't on cocaine. But everybody in my neighborhood, you know, they knew him, and everybody knew he was on cocaine.
That's just crazy. That's messed up. Sorry, man. Go right here. That's messed up.
Yeah, but this guy, he was actually like a family friend. I mean, right. He sat at my mother's, he grew up with my older brothers and sisters. He sat at my mother's kitchen table and I ate before, you know, so this guy wasn't no stranger. You know, a couple
right.
of the officers involved with this, him and Jack Bennett. Jack Bennett was one of my brother's best friends, and their friendship ended because of this right here. And, you know, and as I was growing up, this specific officer, he, you know, it just seemed like something continuously was building between me and him. And that's when he had came over to my mother's house and picked me and my brother up for some traffic tickets. And they came over there in 5 police cars to pick me and my brother up for traffic tickets. So my mother was like, you know, well, why y'all come over here in 5 police cars? What's going on? You know, and they wouldn't answer that, but, you know, so I wind up going to the police.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
And that's when I got pistol whipped and wind up in the hospital, and, you know, everything started snowballing from there. And during my trial, it was 2 officers from that department that was willing to testify on my behalf. There was a EMT lady, a medical team lady, that was willing to testify on my behalf. And there was a guy that they had picked up for fingerprints that they say they had, that was, they were claiming that they belonged to him, Mario Hunt. And so he said that they took him to the police department and said, well, these your fingerprints. And he told them that, yeah, they probably are, because I cut her grass and I clean up around her house, so it probably is. So once they verified that he does do yard work for it, that's when they let him go. You know, I asked my lawyers to subpoena all these people. He didn't subpoena not any of them, not the police officers or nothing. I had police officers pulling me over in traffic. Huh?
Wow.
I said,
He didn't
subpoena anybody. He kept saying when the stuff happened with the guy's wife. I told him, I said, subpoena, put her on the stand. He said, well, we're not going to subpoena her because you don't know what she might get up there and say. I said, well, she can't get up there and say nothing but the truth. So put her up there.
That's it.
You know, so, he still won't put her on the stand. So he let her get away. The 2 police officers, 1 police officer had pulled me over. And in traffic one day, me and a friend was riding down the street, and he pulled us over, and he told me that dude was out for me, and he was trying to set me up, and he was like, man, you better get a lawyer. So I said, all right. So I rolled down the street, pulled over, got on the payphone, and I called my mother, and I told my mother, my mother just told me to come from out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She said, come from out there, because she thought it was going to be some drug stuff. So she was like, because I was out in the street at the time. So, you know, I came on from out there, you know. But we didn't even imagine that it was to this degree. You know, so that officer, he was willing to testify, and another officer was willing to testify. And I believe these guys will probably still today be willing to testify. These ain't no friends of mine. These are police officers.
Right.
You know,
so
I mean, you know, yeah.
Quick question I have for you. Is there any good news now? Anything new happening now?
Well, right now, I've worked myself through the trial court, the first appellate court, the Ohio Supreme Court, and now I'm in the federal court. And I was in the Ohio Supreme Court, but the feds snatched me out of the Ohio Supreme Court, and they took my case. And so now the Attorney General has till the 25th of this month to respond as to why I'm incarcerated. And once they make they re they respond, they rebuttal response, then I respond,
right.
Then I have 21.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Then I'll have 21 days after that to make my response. I get the last word in the feds. So I'm waiting on them. They have to turn over everything.
That's good. That's good, man. We got 60 seconds left. I want to say, man, I'm praying for you. I know everybody that in our group is. The people, my friend is here with me. She's praying for you. I've even put it with my pastors at our church without your name. And I said, there's a young man right now who's going through something in the courts that needs your prayer. So we're praying for you, man, because that right there is unconstitutional. That's the reason why we do what we do. That's why me, I do what I do. That's why everybody, Ms. Candace, does what she does. That's what we do. We fight for people like this because it's wrong. We need people like you because you just tell your story. That's why I bring you on. Like I said, we can do this next week at this time if you have any more information you'd like to say. And I will definitely be on time this week.
Okay. I just wanted to say, man, Bozilla, I just wanted to thank your organization, the Stop the School to Prisoner Pipeline. I wanted to thank Candace's organization, Understand Before You Judge.
Yes, that's
for helping me get this out there because, I mean, people need to know what's going on, man, because if people don't know, then they're going to keep doing what they've been doing.
They do.
And I'm not going to get no relief.
Yes, sir. I got you, man. We're going to pray for you all the time. Like I said, next week I will definitely put you back on again. I'll definitely be on time for you, man, so you can do your whole 10 minutes. Well, how long we got? 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
No problem, man. I got you, man. Don't worry.
Okay.
No problem, man. Like I said, man, everybody still listen, please keep this man in your prayer. Anything you guys can say, please pass it on to me and Miss Candace, me on Bozilla on Facebook. Pass it on there and I'll put it out there, man, because he needs our help because this sounds like some old soap opera power type of stuff is going on, man. Because, you know, come on, there's no reason for this young man to have to go through this. You know, I say it
Absolutely.
All the time, it's wrong. It's wrong. You don't deserve it, man. You really don't deserve it, man. Like I said, man, you my brother, even though we're not related, you're my brother because I was behind them walls too. So I know what you're talking about because it's not done fairly. The courts are not done fairly. And if people think it's done fairly, they're stupid. It's stupid because that's some bullshit.
Right.
I had to cuss like that. That's some bullshit right there, man. But like I said, bro, keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep fighting, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Like I said, I got you, man. As long as I have power on my phone and power on my computer, I got you. They can't stop that.
I appreciate
that,
man.
I got you, man. I got you.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
You know, I used to deal with guys in here, man, and, you know, and like, I used to hear guys like, man, I ain't commit this crime and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, man, you know, because, I mean, you know, you think that, you know, they just, you know, talking out the side of their neck, man, you know, until I wind up in this situation. And now, and I done been dealing with this for 26 years, Bozilla, and, man, I done wrote every organization. I done wrote the White House, man. I done sent my case to the White House 2 or 3 times. You know, just trying to get somebody to pay attention to my case, man. And nobody has paid attention until you and Candace. Nobody has paid attention.
And that's, you know what? It's hard to believe that the people don't want to do stuff like that because people always want to say, you know, it is what it is. But it's something different when your loved one is behind them walls and they done did something they didn't do. You know, it's a whole different story with my son or my daughter. Right. I get with you, man. Like I said, that's why people need to understand there's too many high-profile people who have the names to get out there to help people like this. But me and Candace have to do
right.
that. And, you know, me and Candace do what we can do. You know, and I know she does a whole lot more than what I do because I can only do a certain amount of things, but she does everything. I've seen her go out and do stuff. So I do applaud her 100%. You got the right one to help, and I'm right there to help her. So, like I said, man, there's too many people out there who have the name and the finances, not just the money, but just the word of mouth. Your name can put you over the top. Let's just think about it. If somebody like what's his name? One of these rappers, one of these R&Bs, you know, who's out there right now who's big. Say Jay-Z can come out and hear your case and
this
come out and
talk
about it.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
There's too many people who have names that can go up there and speak. That
yeah,
should be speaking to
absolutely.
Me. Absolutely. Because I'm, like I said, I'm an ex-inmate, ex-CO. People have listened to me for so long. But like Candace, she's doing what she can do. People are going to listen to her for so long. But that's why we need people who have that name, that platform, that come out there and help you. Because there's only so much that we can do. We just keep on, we keep on pushing the boat. We need somebody to just come over and knock the damn thing over to let you out. I said, because that's not right, man, because it's bull. Like I said, it sounds like I'm watching a soap opera. I should be watching Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night, something on Friday night TV, man, because this is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, and it's all online. Everything I'm telling you, it's online. I mean, people don't even have to believe me. Just go read it for yourself. It's in black and white. The whole case
there
is in black and white on my my page.
There it is. There it is.
You know,
go ahead.
I thought it was April Fool's joke or something, man. I couldn't believe that I was sitting in that courtroom. I mean, it was like I was in a dream, man, sitting in that courtroom and going through a trial and I'm facing a death penalty and lo and behold, it's not even a death specification in my indictment, so I wasn't even facing the death penalty. That's a whole nother story in the court.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even facing the death penalty, but we thought that I was facing the death penalty, and my family was all upset, man. My mother was going through it, man. You know, and I mean, it was just unreal, man. It was just
unreal, man.
And you know, and like I tell everybody, man, I ain't claiming to be I wasn't no angel out there, man. I was
mm-hmm.
a dude in the street. You know, and I was,
right.
and you know, I was doing wrong in the street, but I ain't commit this crime.
There
you
it
know,
is.
I
there,
didn't commit
there,
this
yeah.
crime.
Yeah.
You know,
you have 1 minute remaining.
I agree with you, man. But like I told you, man, anytime you want to come on the show, get with Candace. She'll let me know. Every time I want to do a show with you, she'll get in contact with you. Because you need to be out here as much as you can, man, for real, because your name needs to be out there. That should be on anybody's mouth that has to deal with this type of stuff, because you are a case that everybody needs to know about. This needs to be on Lifetime and all this type of stuff, because it's a story. Not no bullcrap story. This
yeah.
is real life. This is somebody's life who was affected, somebody's child, somebody's father, somebody's, you know, somebody's brother. Somebody's life is being affected by something that somebody stupid did. Yeah, I call the system stupid because it is.
Yeah.
They take care of me, man.
Yeah.
They take
hey,
care
I,
of us. They take care of us. But go ahead, man. I think you're talking about the run out.
No, and I'm just mm-hmm. want to, again, thank your organization, Stop the School to Prison Pipeline, and thank Candace's
yes,
organization. Understand Before You Judge, man, the phone about to hang up. But thank you, man, for this platform, man. I appreciate that,
God
man.
Bless you, man. I got you, bro.
Thank you for using GTL.
Everybody, I hope everybody heard this. That was definitely from a man who's in behind them walls. This is something that we also need to fight, because this man right here is doing time for something he didn't do. Of course, he's not Bill Cosby. Of course, he's just an ordinary Joe like me who's caught up in some drama. But he already told you he was a bad boy. Yes, he was. But this right here, he did not do. You know, and then they try to give him a murder case to try to say he did something stupid, but put him on a pedestal saying he did something dumb. The murder case is more of a fact to try to make you scared to take plea down to the lower thing so they can send you away. This young man did not do anything. He did not do anything. But you want to tell this man that he did something and lock him up for all these years, and now he's where he got a case. He definitely have a case to fight. He's got something to say. And I'm going to let this man talk, because he deserves to hear his piece. Because people have not been listening to him. It's obvious. Because they wouldn't have gone this far if they have. Just listen to the man. Just listen to the man, because that's where it's at. Just listen to him. You can hear in his voice that he did not do none of the stuff that they said he did. As long as I have breath in my body, as long as I have this going on right now, as long as I can speak on his behalf, I will have him on the show. It has to be every week I'll have him on the show till he gets his fair in court. Let him get his fair chase in court. Let him be told. Let the prosecutor, the head prosecutor, let his ears be open to hear exactly what's going on. That's what we need to do, because right now it's not. This is something that you don't need to do. This is something that needs to be done, because this young man right here does not need to be on them walls any longer. They done took his life from him, and this is what he has left. Let him enjoy the rest of his time in his life. Let his family enjoy him. That's all it takes is for his family to be enjoyed, because right now it's not even. That's not what it is. It's all about the real talk, the real thing that's going on. Because the United States, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get a whole bunch of problems with it. The United States right now is not felony friendly, if I can say that. The United States is not felony friendly. There's so many people that I've seen on Facebook, so many people I've seen on Instagram, so many people that I've seen on Twitter who are not felony friendly. But they talk about, we need this, we need that. But like I said, you can only have that if you are the person who doesn't have somebody behind the walls. But let it be somebody that you love that's been prosecuted for something they didn't do. Then you want to jump all up and down, up and down, up and down. For real? Come on, keep it real. There are people in this world right now that need to be helped. And darn it, I'm going to be the one of the people going to help them. And you can call me whatever you want to call me. You can call me, I'm just doing this for this, I'm just doing that for that. No, I'm doing this because God put this on my heart to do it. Because this young man right now needs to be helped. This young man is going to be helped. I'm going to put enough words out in the street for him to be heard to people who have connections to certain places. Because that's what this man needs. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need Candace. He needs people with names and has the finances that can show the courts. And he's in the federal courts. And we all know right now the federal part of the country is messed up. I'm not going to say, but look who's in behind the White House. Let's keep it real. Let's keep 100%. It's just silly. And evidently, people haven't read the whole thing. Read the whole court. Read it all. This right here is something that needs to be told. This young man needs to be heard, and that's all I can say. I want you guys to please keep him in prayer. Look up on your Facebook. Look up Miss Candace on Facebook. Read the stuff that we put up about him. You need to, because those who are listening, you need to hear what he's saying. He is just not a knucklehead in the street. He's just not another gang member. He's just not another murderer. He's just not another rapist. He's not none of this. He is a man who has a family, who has a mother, who has a child, who wants to be heard, to tell you so he can get back home to his people. 27 years this man is behind them walls. Could you imagine right now? I was 27 years right now with me, I'd be 60-some years old. 60-some years old. My daughter would be 40. I'd have missed a lot of her life, majority of her life. If she had kids, I probably would have missed my grandchildren being born. So let's think about that. Think about that. Put yourself in his boots. Put yourself in his shoes. If this was your child, wouldn't you want him out if he didn't do it? If this was your husband or your brother, wouldn't you want him out if he didn't do it? If this was your dad, don't you want to see him instead of sitting behind with a phone behind a glass or sitting in front of a table and you can't reach out and touch him and tell your dad that you love him or your husband you love him? Can you think of that for just 1 second? Let's think of that for 1 second, guys, how these people need you. These people behind them walls need us for the simple fact that there's only us right now that can help them. You need people like us, me and Miss Candace. You need people like us that could come out. Me and Mocha Show. People will come out and talk about people like this because you do need us. So this is the reason why I do it. Not for shits and giggles, just for people doing stuff. People doing things. I'm the person who does things like this for people. I'm not going to sit up there and sugarcoat nothing. I shoot from the hip. And if you don't like it, then don't listen to my phone. Don't listen to my call shows no more. I shoot from the hip. And I tell it like it is. Because I'm an ex-inmate, like I told you before. I'm an ex-inmate, ex-correction officer. I've been it all. I've seen it all. I've done it all. But right now, I've never done nothing but lock somebody for falsified for something. This young man right here needs our help. If you would, please tune into my shows. Tune on me on Facebook, Stephen Bobo, S-T-E-V-E-N-B-O-B-O on Facebook. Look me up. I got his story there. Miss Candace has her story there. Look us up. Join us up. Just listen. Ask me to be a friend. I'll befriend you, and we can talk about this. So I get as many people I can get to listen to this show. We can fight for this man and get him somewhere to go. Get him out. He needs out. So my show's about to end, guys. I got like 1 minute left. I want to say thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry I was late, but I had some problems, but I got it taken care of. I want to thank you all. I want to thank my soundboard operator, my Poe. I want to thank her so much for it. And I want to say much love, everybody. Bozilla is out till next week. Peace out.